Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time. Tea time lecture.
Lancelot and Guinevere, part 6. Who slew my brother Sir Gareth? Asked Sir Gawain. Sir Lancelot slew them both, answered the man. He cannot have slain Sir Gareth, replied Sir Gawain, for my brother Gareth loved him better than me, and all his brethren, and King Arthur too. And had Sir Lancelot desired my brother to go with him, he would have turned his back on all of us. Therefore I can never believe that Sir Lancelot slew my brother. Sir, it is in everyone's mouth, said the man. At this Sir Gawain fell back in a swoon and lay long as if he were dead. Then he ran to the king, crying, O King Arthur, mine uncle, my good brother Sir Gareth is slain, and Sir Gareth also. And the king wept with him. At length Sir Gawain said, Sir, I will go and see my brother Sir Gareth. You cannot do that, returned the king, for I have caused him to be buried with Sir Gareth, as I knew well that the sight would cause you over much sorrow. How did it happen that he, Sir Lancelot, slayed Sir Gareth? Asked Sir Gawain. I pray you tell me, for neither Sir Gareth nor Sir Gareth bore arms against him. It is said, answered the king, that Sir Lancelot slew them in the thickest of the press, and knew them not. Therefore let us think upon a plan to avenge their deaths. My king, my lord, and mine uncle, said Sir Gawain, I swear to you by my knighthood that from this day I will never rest until Sir Lancelot or I be slain, and I will go to the world's end till I find him. You need not seek him so far, answered the king, for I am told that Sir Lancelot will await me and you in the castle of Joyous Gard, and many people are flocking to him. But call your friends together, and I will call mine. And the king ordered letters to be sent throughout all England, summoning his knights and vassals to the siege of Joyous Gard. The castle of Joyous Gard was strong, and after 15 weeks had passed, no breach had been made in its walls. One day, at the time of harvest, Sir Lancelot came forth on a truce, and the king and Sir Gawain challenged him to do battle. Nay, answered Sir Lancelot, with yourself I will never strive, and I grieve sorely that I have slain your knights. But I was forced to do it, for the saving of my life and that of my lady the queen. And except yourself, my lord, and Sir Gawain, there is no man that shall call me traitor, but he shall pay for it with his body. As to Queen Guinevere, oft-times, my lord, you have consented, in the heat of your passion, that she should be burnt and destroyed, and it fell to me to do battle for her, and her enemies confessed their untruth, and acknowledged her innocent. At such times, my lord Arthur, you loved me and thanked me when I saved your queen from the fire, and promised ever to be my good lord, for I have fought for her many times in other quarrels than my own. Therefore, my gracious lord, take your queen back into your grace again. To these words of Sir Lancelot, King Arthur answered nothing, but in his heart he would have made peace with Sir Lancelot, but Sir Gawain would not let him. He reproached Sir Lancelot bitterly for the deaths of his brothers and kinsmen, and called Sir Lancelot a craven and other ill names, that he would not fight with King Arthur. So at the last Sir Lancelot's patience and courtesy failed him, and he told them that the next morning he would give them battle. The heart of Sir Gawain leaped with joy when he heard these words of Sir Lancelot, and he summoned all his friends and his kinsfolk, and bade them watch well Sir Lancelot, and to slay him if a chance offered. But he knew not that Sir Lancelot had bidden the knights of his following in no wise to touch King Arthur or Sir Gawain. And when the dawn broke, a great host marched out of the castle of Joyous Gard, with Sir Lancelot at the head, and Sir Bors and Sir Lionel commanding on either side. All that day they fought, and sometimes one army seemed to be gaining, and sometimes the other. Many times King Arthur drew near Sir Lancelot, and would have slain him, and Sir Lancelot suffered him, and would not strike again. But the king was unhorsed by Sir Bors, and would have been slain but for Sir Lancelot, who stayed his hand. "My lord Arthur," he said, "for God's love, stop this strife. I cannot strike you, so you will gain no fame by it, though your friends never cease from trying to slay me. My lord, remember what I have done in many places, and how evil is now my reward." Then when King Arthur was on his horse again, he looked on Sir Lancelot, and tears burst from his eyes, thinking of the great courtesy that was in Sir Lancelot, more than in any other man. He sighed to himself, saying softly, "Alas, that this war ever began." And he rode away, while the battle ended for that time, and the dead were buried. But Sir Gawain would not suffer the king to make peace, and they fought on, now in one place and now in another, till the Pope heard of the strife and sent a noble clerk, the Bishop of Rochester, to charge the king to make peace with Sir Lancelot and to take back unto him his queen, the Lady Guinevere. Now the king, as has been said, would fain have followed the Pope's counsel and have accorded with Sir Lancelot, but Sir Gawain would not suffer him. However, as to the queen, Sir Gawain said nothing, and King Arthur gave audience to the bishop and swore on his great seal that he would take back the queen as the Pope desired, and that if Sir Lancelot brought her, he should come safe and go safe. So the bishop rode to Joyous Gard and showed Sir Lancelot what the Pope had written and King Arthur had answered, and told him of the perils which would befall him if he withheld the queen. "It was never in my thought," answered Sir Lancelot, "to withhold the queen from King Arthur, but as she would have been dead for my sake, it was my part to save her life, and to keep her from danger till better time came. And I thank God that the Pope has made peace, and I shall be 1,000 times gladder to bring her back than I was to take her away. Therefore ride to the king, and say that in 8 days I myself will bring the Lady Guinevere unto him." So the bishop departed, and came to the king at Carlisle, and told him what Sir Lancelot had answered, and tears burst from the king's eyes once more.